Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Connor. Mike is here with me and we are excited to be with you. Jumping in for a part four of what's been a series of podcasts, Marriage and Family Q&A. So over the last 3 weeks, we've addressed questions related to parents and young children in the worship service, questions about what to do when your spouse sins, questions related, this was last week, to money, sex, and discipline of kids. And the last topic that we want to push into today is decision making. How do I think about decision making in the context of marriage and family? So, Mike, you've actually, I'm just thinking of some of the preaching that you've done recently about the will of God and decision making and the way that people try to seek for God's will and maybe ways that aren't helpful. So there's a lot of context there, and some people at Grace who've been around will know what I'm talking about. That's where my mind is going in terms of decision making, but I'm going to just pass it to you again. What's on your mind, or what would you point to when it comes to decision making in a marriage and family context?
Okay, I'm going to go hyper practical, just my own ideas. I've preached a lot about it, so somebody can go listen to my sermons in that regard. I would just say this: there's no secret sauce here. There's no, like, you know, if we do this, just do this, and everything will work out great. Okay. You got it's hit and miss. It's more trial and error and all of that. But I would just say this. I guess I would say two things. Consult together. So talk together, communicate, and then own it together. And I know that someone's going to say, but wait, the husband must lead. And here's what I don't think is helpful. Yes, the husband must lead. But the husband doesn't make every decision. A wise husband says, hey, honey, what do you think? And sometimes takes her advice and her idea on the matter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Like, it is a weird, unwise, foolish husband who says, I make all the decisions and you don't get to have any input. Okay?
Right.
But I would say own it together. But wife, don't say, well, you know, I don't really like this idea and you're going to have to sink and swim on this, honey. No. You gotta consult together, communicate, but then own it together even though the husband must lead. You can't go like, you know, like, you see what I'm doing? When you put your hands up and then you back away and you go, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's them. That's what Adam and Eve did with each other in the fall. They blamed each other. And basically, you know, what did Adam say? Like, hey, the woman you gave me.
Yeah.
You know? No.
Yeah.
You communicate like normal people, make decision and own it together.
Yeah.
I say this to our elders all the time and to our staff. If we say yes to something, you don't get to go out of this room and tell other people you didn't agree to it. Mm. Okay. You give the thumbs up or you give assent, you say yes. That means everyone's going to support it. That doesn't mean that you're going to go undermine it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the same thing with a husband and wife making decisions. Don't blame the other. No, that was your decision or that was you. You talked me into it. No. You're a grown adult.
Yeah. I wonder if in terms of, you know, headship and submission, the idea of a husband kind of wanting to shoulder responsibility, nevertheless, for decisions that the couple's making together, to the point where, you know, let's say that he says, hey, what do you think about this, honey? But then, and so she gives input. Let's say that whatever they end up doing, it blows up. You know, he doesn't then point back, and this is kind of what you're saying, Mike, you own it together. He doesn't point back and say, well, we went with your idea this time. And no, it's still his place to shoulder responsibility and say, it was kind of your call and we got input, but I was the one who decided that our family was going to do this together. Even if it was kind of the wife who was feeding in that input. Are you tracking with that? Or would you say
it
differently?
But the thing is, but we don't want to go unilateral or we don't want to say, yeah, I did this. I guess in one sense, it's like, yeah, to own it. I made that decision, but why? Who are we saying that to and what is it for? Is it because the decision blew up? Is it because somebody got in big trouble for it? Is it because it went wonderfully?
Yeah.
I guess I would want to know, like, why do we even need to make, I don't know how many times I've ever had to make that comment in 34 years of marriage. It's few and far between.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's more theoretical, I guess, what I'm saying. I don't mean to
blow your idea.
No, I'm trying to be more practical. I guess I'm saying, I think that one of the ways that a husband blesses his wife is by wanting to shoulder responsibility.
Oh, sure.
And not like push decision making off on her, if that makes sense.
That can make a lot of sense. But I would say that it depends on who's better at what.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for example, if the wife really wants to help with that, okay, let's talk about planning trips,
yeah.
Right? Planning the vacation. Some wives would rather plan all the hotels or all the campsites, and some husbands would rather. and it's the division of labor. It's kind of like I always deal with, you know, I do the cars.
Yeah.
I take care of the car stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. But every once in a while, Ange will say, hey, I took the car in for an oil change today. I'm like, oh, wow. Thanks.
Yeah.
But I usually do all of that. And I kind of insist on it. I got this. Or if we need to have a repair, I'm going to do the, I want to be the guy saying, well, wait, I need a better price than that. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But for example, I'm not telling my wife what kind of, you know, clothes to buy, what kind of dresses to buy the girls.
No.
Or whatever. So I'm thinking like, there's plenty of things where decision-making, just like it's in that realm. I'm not going to care about it. I know my wife. I trust her. I don't need to be in on every situation or every, decision.
Yeah. In fact, I think, I'm glad you're saying it. I think one of the ways that I've definitely done this as a husband, I've got myself in trouble when I have this false idea of I need to lead.
Yeah.
But then I try to do something that my wife is so much better at. Yeah. And it would have been so much better for both of us if she just said, hey, I got this.
Oh yeah.
I got this, you know. Or if I had said, hey, you got this. It's you, you know. And I'm learning that. I'm trying to do that more.
I don't want to. Okay, I'll give you one. I've talked to so many young men. And by the way, I was that young man too. But I've so many young men who get really worried about my wife is spending too much money on this or that and the other. And I'll say, hey, give me an idea. Give me an example. And I don't want to, I can't use the example because someone will probably be listening, but it's like, I have had some of the wackiest examples.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Where a husband is way too tightly wound about, you know, she spent $15 on this thing. And I'm like, la, 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 la. Wait.
Yeah, whoa.
First of all, you can afford it. Secondly, why do you even care?
Yeah.
Like it's something, it's a consumable. We're talking about a consumable or it's a toy that you buy for kids or whatever it is. I had one friend way back in the day with my age that was really weird about all the gifts that people would give their kids. And like sometimes they wouldn't let the kids play with certain things. So like you have too many. And I'm thinking, but your grandma gave you that. Like,
yeah.
Seriously?
Wow.
Why don't you just say thank you, Lord, and thank you, gift giver, and let it be. So some people are just too tightly wound on things.
Big time.
And some people are too loose.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So you're always driving for the balance, loving, firm, kind, and you know, wise, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's good. Yeah. There's a lot more to say, but I think that was a little bit of a teaser.
Yeah, I don't want to be flippant about it in any way. These things make a difference and they matter. I'm not saying nothing matters, but I'm just going really, like, I think we get either too loosey-goosey or way too tight. And we just have to strive for a balance.
Yeah. One more thing that I might say, just as a final comment from me, and this is kind of some of my experience, and this might just be how I'm wired, but I think in a marriage, you can almost get like analysis paralysis with some of the bigger decisions in life. And I think there's a wisdom in basically not letting your mind be absorbed by something that you're not making a decision on. It's just a question for maybe the future, and you're letting it kind of dominate your mental space. It's almost better sometimes to say, nope, like we're trusting the Lord right now. When the decision moment comes, we'll make it and we can process and talk, but we're going to live our life and be thankful for God is, you know, for how he's providing for us or for where we're living or for how this thing is in our family. And then when the decision moment comes, that's the moment to step up, make a decision, then move forward, trusting the Lord. So listeners, there's obviously for all these topics, there's books and books and books worth of things to say and so much Bible too that we haven't even brought into the conversation. But hope it was just maybe a little bit of a short kind of teaser of encouragement for you in terms of these different topics. Again, over the last few weeks, it's been parents and young children, the worship service, when your spouse sins, money, sex, and discipline of children, and then this last podcast on decision making. Just hope that was an encouragement to you. And we will catch you next week on the podcast as we get into something new. So until then, God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.